Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome. I should start preparing for work, and technically I have. But for some reason, I just want to cut this on and do this thing
for y'all. I messed that up. I faded to black when I should have faded to the scene three, which is this one. I just wanted to cut this off. I got nothing to say. I got nothing that I want to portray to you or relay to you or to pass on. I have no words of encouragement. I have no deep insight. I have no philosophical intentions that will change the way you think and the way you see things. I have nothing but the way I feel. And for some strange reason, reasons that are beyond me right now, I cannot figure out why I feel so damn good. Could it be that when I got on a scale after I got back today after my 4-mile walk that it said 203.8 and I was ecstatic about that considering this is the Monday after Thanksgiving but really is my Thursday? Kinda? I'm posting video over there of the walk talk I did this morning. I used to post it while I was walking. There was a certain spot I'd get on my walk to where if I could start posting it there over cell phone data coverage, who I have Spectrum, who says it's really Verizon, who doesn't seem to be any better than the Sprint I had was, other than the fact that it's $30 cheaper. There's a spot that where I can start uploading and walk, and it seems to upload. It gets a little sketchy in other spots, but if I can start uploading the video after I make it while I'm walking, it seems to work. But this time it didn't do it. It was a big one. In fact, I talked for like 40 minutes, so I didn't get a chance to upload it. So I had to come here, come home, download it to my computer, then upload it. But that's not the point. That is not the point at all. The point is, why do I feel so good? I have no reason to feel good. But you got no reason to feel bad either. Good point. Maybe. But isn't that the same point I just made in reverse? Aren't you kind of just agreeing with me? You think since you take the question and you ask the negative of it, it's a challenge to what I'm saying? Glass half full, glass half empty. We're talking about the same thing, and you offered no objective insight to it other than the fact that you posed the same question I did negatively explained, interrogative, imperative, exclamatory. I don't know. They postponed the Steelers game again. I don't know. I was off tomorrow. The game was supposed to be tomorrow. I am off tomorrow. The game was supposed to be tomorrow, which would have been perfect. It would have been perfect. All right, I gotta go. I gotta get ready. In fact, let me start doing my work computer to make sure it's gonna be doing what it needs to do in about 20 minutes. Let me log in and make sure that thing is, this computer will restart automatically at 2 a.m. to complete installation of critical updates. All right, there you go. Restart now. We're out of a whole bunch of restarts. We'll be signed out. Sign me out and close and restart for crying out loud. Go ahead, restart. Oh boy, I wonder if everybody else got this. I wonder if the population got that restart at 2 o'clock in the morning. That means if they did, it's going to be calls. I'm going to shut down. I'm going to do a shutdown and do a pinhole hard reset. On the bottom of these laptops, there's a little hole towards the middle. If you take a little pin or something and and stick it in there. There's a hard reset. Other than holding the power button in for 20 seconds, you know how you can reset your computer like that? If you hold the power button in for like 10, 15 seconds until it shut down, that's a hard reset. But then they even got another one, a hard reset. And we found out that that helps with the HDMI cabling. It helps with your HDMI monitors, peripherals, batteries not charging. The battery, sometimes the battery doesn't charge when you have it plugged in. That pinhole reset is our go-to. It's our go-to so much that the supervisors are like, hold up, y'all. Y'all, too many people asking for the pinhole reset. And we're like, it works. We're like, it works, lady. So we kind of tease. We go, if it works, you don't want us to do it. I put shea butter on my hands. I try not to put shea butter on my body, but I am going to this winter because I got a funny feeling I'm going to want to have that extra layer of moisturized protection. I put on like the really good lotion as the first layer and then maybe wait a few minutes and put on shea butter over the top because I still think shea butter, the raw shea butter I'm using is a sealant and I'm not too totally sure that my body is absorbing it. I don't know. I guess I equated that with Vaseline. They used to say that about Vaseline. Look what my thing did. It didn't go to bit 9. I mean, how come it didn't do bit locker? It was supposed to